I appreciated their B-sides more because you can really hear how talented these girls are.
Finally saw the video, I was like, what the? This is like Tito.
Sobrang nakaka-proud talaga yung mga Pinay.
These girls have been vibing talaga all over the Philippines.
So, and then I just realized, kung mga second song in, parang like, English yung mga song.
Kasi nga global girl group.
Papanoorin mo sila, sobrang same ng New Jeans yung peg eh. With the long hairs, ayan, yun yung mga Pilipeko ngayon. Right.
One, two, sarang!
Hey!
Hey! Woo! Annyeong, this is Trensi!
Annyeong haseyo, Pia Imnida!
Wow! Hi! This is Monica and welcome to another episode of 1-2 Sarang! Hi guys! How are you feeling? How are we vibing in this past week? Kumusta kayo guys?
Gusto ba natin talagang puntahan?
Oo nga eh. Gusto natin puntahan yun? Akala ko ba masaya itong episode na to?
Yung ano, yung vibing, aka waves, parang heat waves lang yung ano, no? Very consistent na gumaganito.
Correct.
We have been noticing that there have been so many new groups, new girl groups that have been popping out of nowhere. And just when we thought na sobrang dami na ng girl groups in the recent years, as mentioned in our previous episode from season 4, episode 73, The Rise of the K-Pop Girl Groups, do check that out, please.
Mm-hmm.
Parang mas dumami sila. Agreed? You agreed? Yeah. You feel it?
Yeah.
Like, they are just everywhere. And they have been...
The GGs are dominating.
I know. And they have been catching our attention real good. So, for this episode, sabi namin, sige, tara, let's check them out. Like, the new groups that we've been hearing and seeing all over TikTok, our socials, and Twitter. And... let's see kung ano yung mga bagong groups that are joining New Jeans, the new GGs in the fifth ano, generation of K-pop girl groups, right?
Correct.
Yeah. We're gonna do a quick vibe check of the groups. Like, we gave ourselves an assignment to check out a certain number of groups. It's about 4+, and a special group na hindi namin papalampasin because the vibe is vibing. Hintayin nyo na lang yan kung sino sila. We're just gonna do a quick run through of what we initially thought of. We've been listening to their songs or watching music videos or performance videos kasi iba-iba rin yung paraan namin of discovering new music. So, and wala lang, just a quick roundtable discussion of what we thought about. Game!
Exciting!
Yeah!
I'm excited. Yeah. Let's go!
GG. That's right. Today, we are gonna be talking about Baby Monster, Eyelet, Eunice, Vicha, and toot! Malalaman nyo na lang kung sino.
Wow!
ano,
oh,
anong
special
group to. Game to start.
Mag-usapan natin tayo.
Oo.
Mag-review na tayo.
Ay, actually, nga pala. Nakakalimutan natin. Nakalimutan ko na.
Nakakalimutan ko yung pangalan natin. Ano? Malalaman natin mayroon.
Diamonds.
Diamonds?
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Hindi, something carrot din eh.
24-7 carats? 24 carats. Anyway.
Okay.
Grabe. Sorry. Like sorang pangit ng agency namin, guys. Hindi namin alam ko. kung ano talaga pangalan namin.
Hindi nga kami pinopromote ng maayos ng agency.
Oo nga.
I think,
Dami-dami naming kanta, mga isa.
Correct.
I think we should sue. So, okay, let's start with Baby Monster. So, Baby Monster, they have been around since November of last year, but their official debut was just last April 1st. They put out Baby Monster with a 7 EP last April 1, and it has 7 songs. They are from YG, and they are a 7-member group. Tapos nanggaling din sila sa isang survival show called Last Evaluation.
Oh!
Na hindi ko napanood. But anyway. So go, Baby Monster. What do you guys think about?
Sheesh!
Ako,
sheesh!
Sheesh! Ano pala, dapat pala ganun,
yun talaga.
Kaya tayo nawawala ng kontrata kasi ang
pangit. Oo nga. Sorry na.
Sorry, kasalanan ko talaga.
Iba naman kasi yung concept natin. Yung concept natin is ano, carrot, di ba? Diamond. So, uh-oh, diamond in the rough.
What's the start? So, oh, go, Trancy.
So, ako, for baby monster, actually, I mean, matunog na sila. I mean, of course, YG. And they're touted, mm-hmm, as, you know, the next Blackpink, di ba? Sila ang eredera ng mga, ng corona ng Blackpink sa YG. So, parang, I was interested when they first came out. But, ayun nga, parang like, when they released their single, yung last year,
Batter Up.
Batter Up. I was like, kind of underwhelmed. So, parang, okay, Baby Monster, chill lang, I guess, parang Blackpink. And like, you know, parang feeling, I felt na parang it was like a rehash of like Blackpink songs. It sounded like the same.
A mix. Uh-oh.
Kind of vibe. Uh-oh. Of theirs. But, ito yun. This is the remarkable thing. Now that we had this assignment of ours to, you know, go through all the GG stuff, it's actually my first time to like go through the discography, the album. And I was pleasantly surprised. Because these girls can sing. Like, I've seen like videos ng mga behind the scenes nila. Tapos may mga beretera sila doon. Mm-hmm. And like, you've seen their dance videos. They're really good dancers.
Yeah.
But parang, hindi ko masyadong na-feel kasi nga parang na-overwhelm siya nung whole Blackpink connection kasi.
Mm-hmm.
So, now that I've listened to the album, I am actually excited about them. Because they, yeah, are... They are such great singers. And I was telling the girls nga, parang I appreciated their B-sides more because you can really hear how talented these girls are. And honestly, the songs and their B-sides, yung mga mas ballads nila, they're yeah, for me much, much better than the singles that they have released. As in, honestly. Like, who, mm-hmm, are they? Ganon. Yun ang aking vibe with Baby Monster right now. So,
ako, I agree. Like, yung B-sides really made them stand out. Like, it was, mm-hmm, softer and it really made their voices shine. Yes. I guess, yes, parang, when it comes to the other groups din na pag-usapan natin, when we were given this homework, na-realize ko, mm-hmm, na yung each agency, very distinct talaga yung flavor nila. And it really shows.
Ooh, yes.
But then, may iba na nagsasucceed in that because it gets freshened up. Pero doon ako medyo naging nakulangan sa Baby Monster. Kasi, mm-hmm, like, pag sinabi mong YG, of course, to anyone. And of course, mm-hmm, Blackpink. Same. It's okay to be same, pero update natin. Especially yes, kasi title track nila yan eh. Parang yung title track, mm-hmm, parang isipin natin, how would the fifth gen, or like, how would the Gen Zs sing this? Parang ganun yung in-expect mo. Sana may, mm-hmm, fresh take.
Correct.
Yun lang ako nabitin. Kasi parang, I could have listened to the old songs na lang. Parang, yun lang yung frustration ko. But yeah, excited because the girls are super talented. So let's see. Sana umawi sila sa next album.
Correct.
True.
So can I ride on that for a quick sec?
Go.
Kasi that's my thoughts din. Na parang ako like, the sound now is so different from what YG usually makes. But, since they stuck with that sound, they sound different na than all of them. So, kumbaga, sila ngayon yung nagsistand out. Kasi, honestly, parang, uso na yung tunog ngayon ng New Jeans, I mean, Eyelid. Oh. They kind of actually have that similar,
yes,
sound to them. And then, all of a sudden, you have Baby Monster, which, yeah, is completely different from what you're hearing currently. So, yun nga, parang, like, medyo may internal debate pa ako about how I feel about that. Na parang hindi sila nag-innovate. Pero the fact na hindi sila nag-innovate, sila tuloy yung tunog iba. Parang ganun.
I think I get what you mean. Yeah. Mm-mm. Actually, same thoughts din naman sa inyong dalawa.
Mm-mm.
But siguro stressing on innovation kasi like, mm-mm, even their music videos, I mean, come on. We've been, yeah, seeing the same things.
That could have been
like,
something they,
yeah,
they
could,
yeah, they, I could, mean, be, they look, mm-mm, the same. Like, I really like, nakalimutan ko yung title. Stuck in the Middle. I really like Stuck in the Middle,
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
It's a good,
yeah,
thing that I listened to the song first because when I saw the music video, I was turned off. Yeah,
may MV.
I was turned off. well, hindi naman completely turned off, pero parang in my head, buti na lang pinakinggan ko muna. Kasi kung yun yung first time to encounter the song, wala, pupunahin ko muna yung detalye ng music video, how it feels so dated. Or pwede rin naman na hindi din kasi ako yung audience. But even so, I feel like we've been seeing the same thing, like, for so long. And sana naman iba. And parang, and then the other music videos, yung Batter Up tsaka Sheesh, parang ano, parang pareho lang ata yung team behind Treasure and Blackpink. Yung ganon, yung very big and messy and grand. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that they look bad. It's more of like, walang iba. Parang ganon. But since that, these girls are so talented. I super like their slow songs. I also really like their song Dream.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, like, so fantastic. And sa sobrang nagustuhan ko yung tunog nila, I ended up watching, alam mo yung ano, yung line distribution videos in YouTube. Kasi pinapansin ko talaga mo yung boses nila, may napaka-distinct ng boses nila na ang gaganda. And Ayeon was the member that really caught my attention. And it turned out, si Ayeon pala, remember there was news na hindi may isang member na hindi naka sama sa debut activities kasi of health problems. Pero nakasama na siya sa Sheesh kasi yun yung latest release na song. Si Ayeon pala yun. So, thank God it was just a health problem. And like, you know, it wasn't a complete tanggal ng member. Kasi may mga ganun, diba? Right before debut, there would be like a member that, you know, they'd end contracts.
May fall
their,
off.
Their
tapos
contract.
Never again to be heard of.
So thank God she's still there because she's so good. So ayun,
exciting,
very excited for Baby Monster. Can't wait to see what's next because I'm so in love with how they sound like. But sana lang talaga they get to explore YG and utilize their talented voices. Like it's beautiful.
Yun nga eh. But I'm sure like they were like cast for that, diba?
Oh, definitely.
Yung reason is, definitely. Parang like, gamitin natin YG back in a man.
True.
sayang ang pinundar nating investment sa kanila. Tapos natin gagamitin.
The training is so evident. Alam mo yun? Like, they should be proud of it. Sana they really, really figure out how to use them best.
And they're all like equally on the same plane. I mean, based on the you know, few videos that I've seen, it feels like they're all, at, alam mo yun, lahat sila magaling.
I agree.
Alam mo yun?
Very
and
distinct.
Para, eh, yun nga eh. And parang may napakinggan nga ako before na parang with, for example, like, in dance groups, parang sure, like, each of them will have their own style, may magaling, pero if in general, all of them are really good, it's a really good sign. And yun yung na-feel ko sa grupo na to, na parang, they dance like a dance group, not like an idol group. You know what I mean?
An individual in a group.
Correct.
Super gets. Gusto ko lang din i-add to what you said, Trency, na, I mean, obvious din na how there's such a group kasi when they blend in their songs, diba, parang ang perfect. They really, really sound like butter. Funny.
Wow!
No, sorry. Sobrang hanga-hanga talaga ako sa boses nila. And I recommended nga that if you guys could try watching the line distribution videos because that's when you kind of appreciate their sound kasi may face to the voice. Parang ang sarap lang talaga pakinggan. So, ayun. Baby Monster, that's her thoughts for them. And hopefully, we get to see more of these beautiful songs of theirs. Na hindi... Okay, for our next group, they are from B-Lift Lab, and they are called Islet. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of them because medyo yung magnetic na song ay everywhere. Lahat sila nagbibilang at naggagawa. Ano ba yun?
Singaporean
magnet. Nagmamagnet.
Tsaka Naruto, ano, di ba?
Oo, yung ganun-ganun hand thing.
Mga Naruto hand signals.
Nagko-compute sila ng milyones nakikitain nila sa lahat ng mga nagti-TikTok ng kanta nila.
Correct!
Wow. Yes!
So, Islet, they are a 5-member group. Debuted noong March 25. So, that was just like a month ago, and they came from the Survival Are You Next? That's a JTBC Hive.
Yes.
Ooh.
They have an EP called Super Real Me with 4 songs. And ayun, what do you guys think of Island?
Me, I love them. Mm-hmm. Like, well, tulad na sinabi natin ko kanina about like YG distinct sound. Ito rin Hive distinct sound.
Yeah,
but
correct.
Like, the thing is, parang, it took me a while, parang just listening to it, hindi ko kagad nakita yung connection to New Jeans or even the Seraphim B-sides, like, you have yung mga mm-hmm. Perfect Night nila, ganun. Same, mm-hmm. The very girly pop kind of genre. Mm-hmm. But, nung tsaka nung pagpapanoorin mo sila, sobrang same ng New Jeans yung peg eh. With the long hairs, ayan, yun yung mga pinipeg right. Ko ngayon. Yung parang fresh, mm-hmm. Fresh hair, tapos fresh, fresh face, tapos parang pagsasayaw sila, ganyan-ganyan, yung mga
buhay,
tapos parang walang nangyari, ganyan. Uh-oh. Shampoo commercial. But like, just listening to the, feeling ko sa kanila may freshness na akong nakita. Kasi hindi ko kagad nakita yung connection to New Jeans until I watched the MV. Parang doon ko nakita na masyado siyang New Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But then kasi, sobrang sinubaybayan ko rin yung ano nila, yung Survivor show nila. Because that was when si Uzi, di ba, was like one of the judges. And then, nag-critique siya ng mga ano nila, vocals.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of Wonny. Wala lang. Kasi siya yung pinaka-center ngayon sa Magnetic. If you would recognize her, siya yung sobrang big eyes and ano, siya yung laging nasa center sa song na to. Mm-hmm. Because she didn't stand out during Are You Next.
Really?
Parang ginagawa kasi na sa survival show na yun, parang tops and bottoms, kung gagawin natin RuPaul's Drag Race.
Tops and bottoms?
Parang 3 tiers. Parang uh-oh. May top, may mid, may bottom. Group. Parang ganon.
Okay.
So parang si Wonny is always either mid or bottom. Pero kasi, kahit yung judges, pinapansin nila, alam mo yung mata kasi nitong babaeng to, pwedeng magbenta ng kanta. Parang ganon.
Uh-oh.
And you could see it, right? And like, that was such a great decision because she's a good singer. Sa dancing, siya kulang, if I remember correctly. Pero ngayon, pag nakita mo, pag pinackage na siya, okay. So, nakita na yung star quality niya. For me, siya talaga yung super bias ko dito. I super love how she does it. And pag iniisip ko yung eyelid, siya talaga yung freshness, big eyes, doe-eyed, na parang sobrang, yes, girly pop, let's go. Siya yung favorite. Oh, and they released a new one pala today, di ba? Or like the other
yes,
day?
They did. Yeah, they released the music video Lucky Girl Syndrome.
Ayun.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Mm. I like it. I like that song.
I
actually.
Like it too.
I might even like it more than Magnetic.
Oh. Wait, how does it go again?
Do you want me to sing?
That's what I'm asking.
Wait. Teka lang.
Go. Go, Mon. Go na in ear. Please, remind me. No,
Can I just play it? Wait, let me play it na lang.
Yeah.
Oh,
pero kasi yung Lucky Girl Syndrome, when I was also listening to it, isa rin yun sa mga nag-standout sa akin sa ano nila, sa discography nila.
Uh-oh.
Ayun, yun lang yung same. Naka-check sa akin aside from Magnetic.
Can you hear it?
Ah. Okay.
Okay, ayan. Ano na tayo, copyright. Dan,
super GB. Super bubblegum pop.
Oo,
bubblegum pop. Correct.
I love ito. It.
Actually, feeling ko okay. Kaya I like it. Kasi Magnetic, while it's such an earworm and fun to listen uh-oh. To, parang medyo na New Jeansan niya ako. And you're right. As in, uh-oh. Exact same comment. Like, buti na lang, pinakinggan ko muna yung music before the music video. Because when I finally saw the video, I was like, what the? This is like, ito, alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Parang ganun yung vibes yung music video and like, dun ko lang nakita yung New Jeans or something. Pero, ibang-iba yung Lucky Girl Syndrome sa Magnetic. And somehow, yeah. I don't know, there's something about that song that like, made me perk up more or something.
Aha. Uh-huh. Gets.
Hindi, ako lang, siguro may thoughts lang on them na to. Kasi parang, I think, hindi ako nagbabad masyado on Eyelid. But, yun nga, parang same thoughts din na parang it has a New Jeans charm to it, I think. Ayoko maging mean. Shit. Magiging mean to pag sinabi ko. Pero ito yung initial thought ko. Kung ang New Jeans Vogue, ang Eyelid Cosmo. Alam mo yun? Gets yun ba?
Why is that mean?
I don't know. Is it? Maybe not.
Because
actually,
Vogue is high fashion
market.
And then Cosmo is more parang for
ganun.
The masses.
Oo.
I want to
really?
Say that thing.
That's true.
Not naman for the masses. Pero parang, I think I get what you mean. Like parang...
Uh-oh. Kasi Vogue is high fashion couture. Oo. And then Cosmo is more like aspirational. Parang mas ganun.
Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Parang mas achievable. Parang may ganun siya.
Mm-hmm.
And siguro like since we're already discussing ano nga, Lucky Girl Syndrome. It has that vibe for me. It's more girly. Girly pop nga siya eh.
No, girl next parang, door.
Girl next door. Very bubblegum, as you've mentioned earlier. So, parang I think, siguro, if they're gonna parang create a tone, talaga, you know, a sound that would really represent them. Lucky girl yun. Kung ganun. Although, it kinda, ito pa yung naisip ko, parang they kind of also sound like, sino yung favorite mo na nawala kasi nagkaroon sila na maraming issue?
Huh?
Na girl group?
Huh?
Sino yun? Yung nag-ano din, nag-trend last year?
Oh, 50-50.
50-50. They also have like a 50-50 vibe.
Oh, you're right. Baha nga.
Yung ganong perkiness.
Oo.
Alam mo yun?
Yung may...
Kasi New Jeans hindi perky masyado eh. They're kind of like...
They're very easy, cool girls.
Very cool.
They are. I get, now I'm seeing the Vogue Cosmo comparison. And like, it's not mean because Cosmo's great. Yeah. Alam mo yun?
Exactly.
It's true. It's super great. Parang Vogue has
sila hierarchical.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that's Eyelid. And gusto ko lang din i-mention that I also appreciated My World. That's like the first song.
Ooh.
I thought that it was very interesting sounding too. More interesting than Magnetic to me. Parang it's a great opener because it's the first song in their album. The next group that we are going to be talking about is called Eunice.
Yay! Eunice
is from FNF Entertainment and they debuted last March 27 with the song Superwoman na medyo nakikita ko rin sa TikTok kasi it's very trendy. TikTokable din siya. Yes.
Yeah.
They are winners of the survival show called Universe Ticket.
Universe.
Yes. And they are an 8-member group that include 2 Filipinas and a half-Korean, half-Filipina member. Hala, na-confuse ako. But yeah, technically, 3 Filipinas sila. So, medyo nakaka-proud. Oo. And yes. Gusto lang namin i-shout out si Jelly and si Alicia and Yeonju. Congrats, guys. You guys are doing so well. As to the other members, of course. Like, in general, all these girls, sobrang congratulations for debuting because, I mean, I'm pretty sure all the work that they did to make it to where they are right now, mahirap yon. So, kudos, yes. Great job, keep fighting. Go, yes. Patuloy nyo lang ang mga dreams nyo. But anyway, okay. Eunice, they have a debut album, an EP called We Eunice, and it has 5 songs. What did you guys think of it?
Well, yung Eunice kasi first ko silang na-encounter kasi the 3 girls, so including Jelly, kasi siya yung pinaka-familiar ko with Eunice, they did this, what is that called sa YouTube
Dingo
show?
Live.
Dingo yes. Live of Pantropico. So yes. Siyempre meron ko, diba? And natutuwa ako kasi parang like, meron talagang something about like having a Pinoy out there.
Right?
Representing the country. And she looks Pinoy. That's
yes.
Like, no denying na Pilipino siya.
Alam okay. Mo.
So, nakakatuwa na may ganun. Alam mo. And like, when I saw that, tatlo lang naman sila. So, it was Jelly and...
Alicia and Sewon.
Oo.
Hindi Pinay yung isa.
Hindi Pinay yung isa sa gitna.
Yung nasa gitna.
Yun. So, parang ako, like, when I watched it, parang, I mean, you kind of feel the vibe talaga na they just debuted. Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
May ganun. Pero, I mean, but aside from that, parang, they did a pretty good job naman. Alam mo yun? Parang, they were giving it. And, yun. Nakakato. Narinig ko yung Superwoman every now and then. So, and, I mean, you know, like the vibe, wala pa silang distinct sound for me, honestly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Parang, still needs a little bit more work on, I guess, the group's concept. But then usually, like, pag nagde-debut naman, hindi concrete parati ka.
Yeah. Oh, except so, New Jeans.
All good.
Yeah.
Except New Jeans. Correct. Ginulat nila tayo, eh. Nandiyan na kami.
Correct.
Diba? Who are you?
Yun ang concept nila. Correct. Surprise.
Correct.
Surprise. Correct. Oh.
How about you, so, Pia? Yun. What do you think of Eunice?
Well, as your resident K-Variety nut, pinanood ko rin
so pinanood yung Universe ticket. Okay.
Yes, because Sejong is one of the judges. So, like,
oh,
she was so beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
Sejong. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Although, I didn't finish the whole thing. Parang first few eps lang napanood ko. Ang dami yata. Sabay-sabay itong mga variety na ito naglabasa. Oh, oh. Sabay, so, parang na-alala kailangan kong mag-commit. Ganon. But, yeah. Sobrang nakaka-proud talaga yung mga Pinay. Like, I remember talaga, actually more than Jelly, si Eliza ba or Eliza? Si Eliza.
Elysia? So, yun yung spelling.
Ah, Elysia. So, mm-hmm. Si Elysia was one of, yung siya talaga yung nasa top dun sa buong show. Like, all of the other girls were kind of scared of her because they knew she was a triple threat. Mm-hmm. So, parang sobrang nakaka-proud na, wow, they were all looking out for her na siya yung sobrang nagagalingan sila, siya yung threat para sa kanila. And when she sang, parang, okay, magaling kumanta si Ate. And then si Jelly naman, more of yung visuals din talaga niya, which correct. Was shocking to me that all those other Koreans in the reality show were also looking at her for her visuals because we know how Koreans are when it comes to appearance.
Standard.
Kailangan maputi ka.
Yeah.
Kailangan yung mata mo ganito. Uh-oh. Kailangan yung jawline mo ganito.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't fit it. But they all looked at her and knew she was beautiful. Like, yeah. You know, beauty is so universal and it was so nakakatawa.
Correct.
Right? Pero sobrang nakakatawa. Pero sa akin, yung pinaka-standout talaga ng buong show is si Sewon. Sewon. Because, girl, she was a kid, parang singer na siya, and Monica, she was a trot singer. Like, girl had a career as a trot singer.
As a kaya child parang, trot singer?
Oh, kaya parang nung binibuild up sila na, malaki na experience niyan. And she was so young, di ba? Malaki na experience niyan, ganyan. Tapos parang nung sinabi trot singer, I was like, taken aback. She's a trot singer? Tapos nung kumanta ng pop si Ate, parang, okay, kung magaling kang kumanta, regardless of genre, magaling kang kumanta. Parang ganon. Okay. And
oh
she's always
God.
Standing out sa akin sa mga MV nila. Like,
I agree.
Her face, her visual, so cute. And she's so, magaling din siya sumayaw. But riding on what Chensi said, it's what K-pop sounds like. Parang yun lang din sa akin. Parang,
their songs,
ano ba
agree.
Ano ba ng K-pop?
Uh-oh.
Ito sila.
Actually.
It's still fun. I'd still love to support. I hope na since out of a variety of a survival show sila, mag-last sila. FNF? Ayusin
FNF.
Natin. Because malakas yung potential nitong mga kababaihan na to.
No?
So go, super support.
Mm-hmm. May something sila eh, di ba? Parang, I mean, we don't really know much about FNF, but they did well coming up with, you know, this group. Like, ang ganda ng mix na to. And,
Tapos yung love ko pala na B-side nila is yung Butterfly's Dream. Very
cute
Luna.
Yun. Very cute.
Very Luna yung
love. Naisip ko nga rin, medyo naisip ko nga rin yun na parang, baka parang may pagka-Luna-esque to na, alam mo yun, medyo unknown agency who happened to suck pala. But anyway, gets
yung
parang,
sa Luna, ha?
Yung sa Luna, hindi FNF. Pero get sobrang talented ng girls and they were just giving. So parang, you know, they were special. Like, they really had like a light shining on them. Too bad lang talaga for everything that happened for them. But hopefully, of course, this does not happen to Eunice because, oh my God, I super love Sewon. Like, I can't stop looking at her. Because, well, when I look at her, kasi I can hear her singing voice. Very distinct. Buong-buo. And now I love her even more kasi galing pala siyang trot. Like, oh my God.
Does
she have your trot outfits
girl?
As well?
I know.
meron din sa mga pinakita nilang mga flashback.
Oh my God.
So, nagpo-perform din siya sa mga kabaranggayan? Ganon?
Oh, I guess.
Cute.
Festival siguro.
She must be a genius because apparently she's also only, I think, 13. She is so freaking young. But even with such a young age, may nakita din akong quick clip na nag-mask singer na siya. Na probably last year. Or I don't know what year that is, pero ibig sabihin, hindi siya 13 noon. 12, 11 pa lang siya doon. I don't know. Ang bata, my God. Like,
sobrang bata.
As in,
is she the youngest
she's
now
the
that
youngest,
we're talking about?
Yeah. The
she's
next
the youngest
in the group.
Uh-oh.
Elysia.
Not just in the group.
Ah,
but, in everything? But like in the totality of like the groups that we're talking about.
So far, mukhang oo. No? Kasi parang yung sa, even yung sa Baby Monster, okay naman yung age nila. Ay, may 15. Parang 15 ata yung youngest or something.
Oo.
Pero 13? Okay. Pero parang...
Yeah, parang 15 pretty normal pa yun-ish. 13 is...
But, wow. I guess I can see why. Because she is like the voice in this group. Her and Alicia. Yes. Like, you can see na when it's their turn singing. Like, I couldn't stop watching that Pantropico clip with the three of them. Because Alicia and Sewon, ang ganda ng boses nila. And Jelly, si Jelly talaga, may something talaga siya eh.
May charisma siya. Star power, star quality.
Tapos medyo ano, medyo nag-snoop ako ng onting ano niya, ng, what you call this, ng YouTube page niya. Like, she did a few covers of Moira de la Torre. Like, this is way back when she entered, I guess, training for K-pop or whatever. Sobrang bata pa niya noon. And then, basta may look talaga siya. Mayroon siyang gaze. May,
yeah, she does have that.
Mayroon siyang pang-akit gaze na very natural. Like, parang, para siyang ano, anong pangalan nun? Anong pangalan ng sisters, the ones who modeled and who used to be with Zayn?
Gigi Hadid?
Oo, mukhash. Parang may Hadid
medyo
vibe siya.
Medyo, gets ko. It's the face structure gen. Then, very square.
Na may
and
eyes.
Siguro, kind of to add yung din. Kasi I'm sure like it's also an issue currently din, you know, to bring it up because it's relevant. I think that like the youth of them all. Mm-hmm. I think yun na-appreciate ko at least with the girl groups that are coming out now, they are performing as they are.
Yes, no sexualization.
No
so
sexualization. Yeah. Oo, parang hindi sexy yan automatic.
Yes.
Alam mo, so you were really seeing these girls as their youthful selves. So,
correct.
Actually, medyo nasa note ko rin yun. Out of all the groups that we're talking about, I mean, while Eunice's songs, okay naman sila, pero parang hindi ko alam kung ma-ride ko sila. Probably then because of age. Kasi nga, sila yung sa kanila ko'y pinaka na-feel na it's really for teens. Parang ganun.
Yes. Okay.
Gusto ko lang pala isingit bago tayo mag-move on na yung as of recording, the last episode of 2 Days, 1 Night, yung pumunta sila sa Mewbank, tapos nun si Inwoo pumunta siya sa Islet, tapos nun si Sono pumunta siya sa Eunice. Lalang, cutie.
Cute!
Oh, hindi ko napapanood.
Nag-selfie sila.
Oh, cute. All of them, all the members were there.
Ano, may pinahanap sa kanilang members. So, yung kay Sono, pinahanap sa kanya si Sewon, tapos nun, kay Inwoo, si Wonnie.
Oh. Kinilig ba sila sa kanilang dalawa? Sorry, on
the side. Hindi pa ipakita eh. Parang medyo ano pa sila, malayo. Tapos parang syempre starstruck na parang, hey,
correct. Oh.
Bakit nila kami pinupuntahan? And grabe yung Mewbank ha. Kasi yung mga bagong debut, yung mga dressing room nila basement talaga kung basement. Kasi yung NCT Dream nasa taas. Madaling hanapin. Si Dim din sa NCT Dream. Gumo siya. Pero si Inwoo siya kasi Sono, parang di nila mahanap kasi basement.
Basement?
Oh,
diyan talaga natin
kailangan mo din talagang mag-reach up.
Yeah. How to physicalize it.
Yung mga ganyan talaga diyan natin nakikita kung paano yung ano eh, pagsisikap, kung saan sila nagsimula. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
I mean, alam naman natin yung mga kwento dati, BTS, na sa hallway lang sila linagay, mga ganun.
Pero ang tanong ko dyan is, if you're coming from a big four company, do you also get that treatment?
Yeah, Islet is high.
Ay, kung ako nga, belief nga pala siya.
Kasi, syempre, limited rooms lang din yan. And of course, they'll reserve it to the big names already.
Correct.
Diba?
Correct. Ito yan, the big monies.
So, kayod lang girls, kaya nyo yan.
You can do it!
Yeah! I know. Yeah. Oh my God, speaking of you can do it, gusto ko lang din sabihin na, ang saya-saya lang kasi ang dami-dami talagang mga kanta na you can do it, like, believe in yourself kind of songs, which... Well, I'm pretty sure it's been around for so long. But I don't know. There's something about this batch na parang extra confident. I don't know. Parang parang totoo na lang sinasabi. Is it? No? Parang may ganun, no?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, they're so used to like being in front of the camera. It's nothing anymore.
Yeah.
Which is so great. I mean, I think that's inspiring, especially for the younger girls, right? So,
yes.
Good job. Good job talaga. Okay, this group that we're gonna talk about next is called Ficha. Yay! So Vicha is from Vicha, because Vicha actually comes from the Korean word picha, which is illuminate, I think, or bright, something like that. Grabe, pinanood ko yung ano name reveal na video na yon si JYP. As in proud na proud siya na I came up with that idea, ganun.
Of course. Very in line with his new ano track in life. Right. Illumination.
Correct. As a pastor.
As a pastor.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, ayun na nga. Vicha is from JYP and Republic Records. And they are also winners of the survival show A2K. They are a 6-member group and from different ano sila, nationalities. Merong mga Americans, merong Spanish, as well as Koreans, and may Japanese pa, sorry. Ang ninote ko lang dito, Americans and Spanish.
Hindi, wala.
Ah, wala.
Korea.
Okay. Koreans na the rest. Okay, so 6 members sila, and they have been around. They keep on releasing singles. Yeah, like for the past few months, I think. But their official debut was just last January 26. They have released a total of 8 songs so far, and they already have a fandom name, and they are called V-Light. So it's basically
very Vicha, light.
Yeah, in English.
Tama naman.
As an international global group,
I think it's a global girl group.
And pinanood mo ba to, Pia? Parang I kind of remember
you saying. Yes, I did. As a resident variety girly.
Because they really, they really, like, put it out there. Now, this is a global group that we are gonna have. So many different nationalities for this group. And so, ayun.
I first listened to them while I was driving. So, medyo distracted siya. May drive ka, diba? So, and then I just realized, kung mga second song in, parang ako like, English yung mga song.
Kasi nga global girl group.
Oh, global girl group naman kasi sila. So, ayun. Yun lang naman pa lang yung opinion ko. Nagulat ako, as in, natuwa naman ako na parang mga English song sila. So, I think compared to the rest, like, this is, they're trying to do something new, I guess. Alam mo yun, going, following the K-pop format, but as an international group. So, interesting. Interesting. Yun lang.
Okay. Ako, as someone who watched their survival show as well, I actually watched, hindi ko rin siya natapos. Maiksi lang yung variety, yung survival show niya, like 30, 40 minutes lang. To be very frank, yung survival show niya, I guess because it's in the States, mukha siyang American Idol na low budget.
Oh. I've seen clips. Oo nga.
Mukha siyang nasa hotel, pero yung maliit na conference room. Parang ganun. Anyway.
Correct.
Parang ganun. But I really appreciated JYP during this process because you could see kung ano yung vision niya and how he actually talks to the artists. So I loved how he would criticize in a way that is not so... hindi siya nakakasira ng moral of a young girl who wants to make it big, di ba? So, ganun. Correct. Para siyang, nakasmile siya na sabihin niya na, you didn't sing it well. Ganun. So, parang hindi mo alam.
How do I feel?
Di ba? Parang nakakalit
siya. What does that mean? Oo. Oh.
As someone who wants to, to make it big in Korea, parang, ha? Parang ganun. Di ba? Nakakalito eh.
Pero hindi naman Simon Cowell.
Hindi, not at all.
Okay.
Kasi very encouraging pa rin.
Okay.
To be fair, his criticism is very constructive. Kasi sinasabi niya sa'yo at what exact points, like this part, you sang it well, pero this, as in ganon.
Very detailed.
Yeah, I appreciated it because I saw some of yung mga sinasabi ng mga ibang JYP artists of how he is during recording, how strict he is, and whatever. So I guess dito mas toned down na siya because girls. But anyway, I expected so many big things from this group because he was really on a quest to make a global group.
Yeah.
Parang yun yung pinaka-peg niya dito. So when I listened to the songs finally, it felt like the most old-fashioned songs out of the whole thing. out of all the groups that we listen to, considering we already said na parang Eunice kind of sounds like K-pop. Parang ganun. Pero itong Vicha, para siyang K-pop na 2000s. Parang bago, parang para siyang yung pinaka-debut pa ng Twice. Parang feeling ko ganun. Diba?
Super gets.
Doon ako na-disappoint because I understand the K-pop training and yun nga na parang, English pala siya. Ganun din yung realization ko.
English pala siya.
Diba? Gumawa ka ng global group, train them the K-pop way. Sana merong something new, international flavor, I guess. Something just very distinctive. Not to make them sound so old-fashioned. And even the MVs as well, they are so freaking old-fashioned. Things that we've already seen so many times before na parang, okay, gets ko na pinakita niya kung ano yung mga talent ng each girls. Oh, and I wanna shout out si Lexi. Si Lexi talaga yung parang all-rounder nila dito sa group. As in, sobrang nung buong reality, siya talaga yung sobrang standout. Ang galing-galing niya. Siya rin yata yung naging JYP trainee, if I'm not mistaken, before she joined. But anyway, ang galing-galing niya, pero parang sobrang nagfo-fall flat dito lahat ng skills na napakita ng girls. Sana lang mapakita yung flavor that they bring. I understand that K-pop is K-pop. It has to follow a certain formula. But nakikita na natin ngayon na even if it's a formulaic thing, there's something that these artists can bring that makes it stand out.
Yeah,
correct. Doon ako nakukulang sa Vicha. Bakit ang old-fashioned? Eh, napaka-forward thinking. And it makes me also think na yung sa Cat's Eye, yung sa Hybe naman, sana naman magkaroon ng flavor na hinahanap natin na yung Vicha wala.
Correct.
That's sad.
You know, everything you just said makes sense because literally on my notes, it just says, oh, there's like a song that kind of reminds me of Selena Gomez back in the day. That's it. So, kung baga wala pa, hindi ko nga maalala kung anong song yan. Parang hindi talaga siya tumatak sa akin. Even like, the girls. I mean, the girls are beautiful, of course. It's nice to see diversity and all that. Pero parang, you know how when you're not pleased with the entirety of the performance or, you know, the product, parang, hindi ako napapa- look na, alam mo yon, iniisa-isa ko talaga sila or whatever. Parang, okay. Mm. Parang medyo kebs lang ako sa kanila.
It felt generic, no?
Medyo. I don't wanna use kebs. Parang, I'm still hoping that there could be more. I mean, you know, as what I want, how I feel about all these groups naman din talaga. But, yon. So far, yun lang ang feels ko. Skip. Sorry.
But they've debuted na, as in, they've been putting out singles since last year na.
Yeah, they have a total of 8 songs so far, at least in the apps, in the music apps. I counted. Medyo ang gulo din, kasi parang, paano sila eh, parang pa-singles drop, pero yung single album
yun
drop, it's like 2 songs per. So parang patingi-tingi siya. Hindi ko alam kung makakatulong pag mas buo na yung album nila, like, you know, maybe even a mini album or something. Kasi para at least mas tuhog yung concept, mas marami yung babad to see what they're trying to go for or something. So everything still feels experimental. I don't know. Parang training pa lang din siya.
Actually, that's what I was gonna ask. Kasi parang I'm looking at their discography nga. And it's like when they put out like a single parang, or a mini album, parang it's only 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So, like, my question is, parang, like, do the albums sound different to each other? Or do they have, like, as in yun talaga yung... Kasi baka nga experimentation, parang they're still trying to find their sound. Baka ganun. What will work for them as a group? Parang ganun siya.
I could slightly...
But that could be nice na tama yung sinabi ni Mon na sana magkaroon lang ng concept na buo para lang din magets natin sila. Because right now, wala talaga. And if I remember correctly, I just don't remember the name. Pero yung blonde girl doon, tumi Taylor Swift yun eh. Singer-songwriter yun eh.
Ah,
bakit hindi sila bigyan ng chance? Diba?
Hindi na na-utilize.
Or sana pinaplano pa lang nila for like the major album that they're gonna release and stuff. And like, baka training lang din to. Although, I don't know. I don't know if this actually helps. Kasi syempre, well, at least for us, we're obviously not really impressed yet.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if that'll help na nakadami na tayong pakinig sa several songs and yet nothing hits.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if, like, it's gonna help want us to check out when it finally arrives, that album that they've been preparing for, or are we gonna give up na and, like, not give them a chance? Mm. Parang may ganon. Like, I don't know if this path that they're taking is right. So,
yeah.
But hopefully, of course, everything will turn out for the best for these girls because, I mean, sayang naman all their hard work, yeah. Diba? If it, like, doesn't, you know, succeed.
Uh-oh.
And okay. We have JYP's guidance. Like, you know, to be fair to him, well, at least based on the kwento na kinukwento na nasabi mo na sa amin before, Pia, na magaling siyang teacher, coach. I mean, what's the term?
Yeah.
Oh, magaling siyang motivator.
Mentor.
Mentor. So, hopefully, you know, magawa din niya to for these girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, that is Bicha. Woo! Okay. There are so many other groups pa na kaka-release lang lately and I'm just gonna go through a bunch na hindi na namin masyadong pinakinggan kasi ang dami nga. So, I'm gonna mention them now. One is Candy Shop from Brave Entertainment. I actually listened to their EP because Brave Entertainment, like, yes. I don't know, may soft spot kasi ako for Brave Girls, for BB Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give them a shot. So let us know, guys, if you've heard of Candy Shop and their 4 songs out lately. Kasi ako, okay lang. But do give them a shot. Sorry. I hope you can give them a listen too. We also have Genius. They have 1 song out. And there's something about them na interesting. It's called Voyage. They just debuted last January. Give them a shot too. Hopefully, there's something, and I'm hoping to hear and see more because of that something. So, medyo spark curiosity. Another group called Re:Scene, and VV Up, and also Unicode. But Unicode is an all Japanese K-pop group naman. They also just debuted recently. And then, of course, we already mentioned earlier, Cat's Eye. Na they will be debuting anytime soon. They just said 2024. So we are also watching out for that because they also came from a survival show. And yung super gusto kong abangan din, this group called Artemis. Sabi nila, supposedly, sa May sila magde-debut. And Artemis is actually composed of members from Luna. So that includes Sherry, Jin, Jinsol, and Kim Lip. So, can't wait. Let's watch out for them, right?
And succeed!
Yes. And succeed!
And how about the playlist?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, let's make a playlist.
Yeah,
now. Oh, sure. Playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let us know what you guys think of them. But before we end this episode, meron lang akong gustong at kailangan isingit because in terms of vibes, these girls have been vibing talaga all over the Philippines and even outside because umabot na sila ng Korea, ng Australia, everywhere. And hindi natin papalampasin na hindi sila i-mention ever in one of our episodes. So, isisingit namin sila dito. They are, of course, our very own Beanie!
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my God, oh my God, excited. Whoa, so the excited. Beanie Queens. I know. What do you guys think of them?
Enjoy. I love it. It brings back Y2K youthful vibes. I was telling them earlier, parang very, sa mga nakakatatandang nakikinig sa amin, para siyang very, it's ano siya, very Vanna-Vanna.
Vanna-Vanna?
Very Vanna-Vanna. So, nakakatuwa. And I'm so happy that these girls are creating this avenue for, you know, girl group popularity again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing the standard high up. Alam mo yun?
Actually.
Yes.
Really high. Alam mo yun? Nakakatuwa silang panoorin.
Just to clarify, Beanie has debuted since 2021 and they've had 2 albums out already. But, can't help but, you know, notice that they are really out there this year. Like,
yes.
Their songs are everywhere. Their popularity is intense. Very, very, you know, earworm, TikTokable, everything. Like, everyone's singing to it. And that is, of course, the song Pantropico. Actually, all of them. There's Pantropico, Salamin, even Carrera. Alam mo yun? I personally really love Carrera a lot.
Yes.
They also have a concert, their very, very own concert this coming June. Na sold out, guys. Nakikiting ako yung day one. Noong day one, okay. Ang aga ng queue ko. Well, walang queue number. Pero, gets, nakapasok ako in 4 minutes. Pagdating ko doon, wala na, sold out. Sobrang gulat na gulat talaga. What? I couldn't believe it. But anyway,
yeah.
I love them. I really love them. But how about you, Pia? How do you feel about Beanie?
Okay, just a little bit background as well. Yung sa Beanie, nung nag-debut sila 2021, kasi whenever, pag Sunday, pumunta kami sa house ng parents ko, and ASAP is always on. And my husband is such a huge fan before pa, kasi medyo sabay-sabay sila lagi sa ASAP before. Nung time na yon Beanie, BGYO, SB19. So kami ng anak ko, syempre, pinapanood namin yung boys. And then, my husband kept on pointing out na, okay tong Beanie, ang galing nila. Lagi siyang may ganon. And I was just like, sige, ibigay ko na yun sa kanya. But then, ito kasi, with this album, ang sobrang nagustuhan ko sa kanila is aside from, obviously, the girls are talented and like, sobrang, I love kung paano nila pinapresent yung sarili nila to the public. So far, sobrang very wholesome, something very aspirational. What I so much really like about it is that it's so freaking mainstream and for a girl group dito sa Pilipinas kasi pag iniisip ko ano sex bomb dati diba and it has to be sexual, it has to be the innuendos, but this one is just so girly pop and just have fun with it.
Yeah,
we are teenagers, early 20s, and let's have fun with being girls. And I love that so much because it's just about damn time for this to be part of our pop culture. Kasi lagi na lang yung sumisikat sa pop ng Pinoy, especially with the masses, yung mga may innuendos nga. So sick and tired of those things. And finally now, everybody's just dancing to Beanie songs.
Right?
I'm so here for it. I love it so much. Thank you for this. It feels like a revolution.
Let's
change the pop culture.
They're really vocal and they really push for their advocacy of women empowerment. In fact, the EP that they released just this March, it was released on International Women's Day. Like, precisely because they wanted to push for that talaga. They wanted to highlight
that.
That's great. Ibang time yung sex bomb. And I don't know nga kung paano ang sex bomb if may Twitter na din. Like, how are we gonna interact with them? Like, I wonder what kind of chaos that would have been. I don't know. Kasi parang, mahabang kwento na yon. Pero diba, like, back then, that time was very sexual. Like, that's all I can remember, really.
Viva Hot Babes.
Diba yung mga Viva Hot Babes?
Although, for me, parang I don't think I can level them with them. Parang it feels like they're a completely different.
They are naman.
Which is why it makes it beautiful kasi dati pag-inisip natin girl group. And to be fair naman sa na-achieve ng sex bomb, they're like the first girl group in Asia. Sila yung talagang nag-tour because, I mean, we have to give it to them.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't palatable to those who doesn't like sexual innuendos. That's why now, for a girl group, parang dun ko lang siya in-equate. Kasi girl group sex pop, girl group, yun lang.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
I really, really, really love Carrera. Like, thank you, Nika Del Rosario. I messaged her na parang, thank you for that song. Kasi it was really for mental
anxiety.
Health. Anxiety. Yeah. Sabi niya, it was supposed to be a love song but decided, you know, to switch it up and use it for that. Kaya ang ganda-ganda, ang powerful ng messaging na buhay ID Carrera. Take your time. Take your time for yourself. Everything will be all right. And then, ang ganda pa, syempre, dahil Pinoy, Tagalog, niintindihan natin, tas ang gagaling pa nila kumanta. Ang sarap pakinggan. Tapos, ang sarap talaga to sing along. to songs yeah. na we can, I mean, we can sing along to Korean songs too. Pero syempre, iba pa rin yung pag native tongue, diba?
Of course! Oh, wow.
Korean song! Ang good is my native tongue.
Saka, diba? At saka, sarap kantahin. Kanina, nagpa-practice na kami. Like, yung sa Pantropico, favorite na favorite part ko talaga yung, ano yun? Ah, ano ba itong nadarama? Oh, shucks.
Yung, oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks part na yun na napaka...
Oo. Pinoy.
Oy, alam mo yun, feel natin yun exactly the way they said it.
Oo. Parang, correct.
I love it.
I have a question because, okay, for the sake of our listeners, just so you know, Mon, aside from working on films, you used to work on a lot of MVs as well.
Oh.
Kung with this kind of revolution, would you be open to working on music videos as well? Kasi, okay, konting disclaimer
lang. That's a great question.
Disclaimer, kasi dati kasi yung MV parang passion project. Medyo ganun yung dating, di ba? Oh, sabihin natin, passion project pa rin daw. Pero ganitong klaseng revolution, would you be hopping on that train?
Girl, I have been messaging our good friend Mick. If you are going to direct a music video, please, please, for the love of God, call me. Because I want to be part of it. Like, he super loves Beanie too. Every now and then, we'd be messaging na parang, oh my God, please, music video, when? Like, please do something. Because...
No, but speaking of music videos, ano din yung feel mo, considering, like, comparing this, I mean, iba naman kasi dati mas banda. Pero what do you think about how they approach these music videos nowadays?
Actually, well, shit, mahabang conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pero you know what? This, at least for Beanie, because I really like their songs. I'm not saying naman that I didn't like their music video. Hala, may mark ba? Anyway, I'm not saying naman that I don't like their music videos. Pero kumbaga hindi ko siyang pinapansin. Like, kumbaga, it doesn't matter. Like, if it's like that, it's great. That's fine. I'll accept it. Because I love the song too much. Because I like the group so much. Parang, alam mo yun, yeah, accept ko na lang siya. And like, maybe if I have time, I'll nitpick. Pero parang, okay lang na hindi. Kasi minsan may ganun ako eh, alam mo yun.
Yeah.
Mas nagninitpick ako pag may problems ako with the song, maybe, or the group, or something, or extra bad ng music video, I guess.
Yeah.
So, save energies. But, I just really wanna help. I mean, music video, come on. Hopefully, you know, you get to meet them also, because ito yung fun, no? Because they're Filipinos.
Correct.
Naisip nyo ba yun? May chance na pwede natin silang ma-meet kahit papano.
Correct.
Kasi
for sure.
Sana, di ba? So,
pwede din ako mag-host. Mag-host po ako. Diba? Si Francie, pwede po niya i-design ang inyong dorm.
Tama. Oo.
Naka-dorm ba sila?
But they did do the training. I watched that, I watched, like, who was that? Who's our favorite vlogger? The Korean girl who...
Jiwani?
Not Jiwani.
Jessica Lee?
Jessica Lee, yeah. Like, she interviewed them. Tapos they really went through the same Korean training pretty much. Like, they lived together, they had Korean coaches when, you know, before they debuted and stuff like that. So, it's pretty cool. Check out that vlog too. Very interesting. Kasi ang ganda din ang take ni Jessica Lee because she was also an idol trainee. Yeah. So, they were comparing their experiences. It was very educational.
Okay.
So, check it out if you guys want to know more. But yeah, hala, ang haba. Parang kalahati nito, Beanie. Sabi natin, quick lang to, pero Beanie. But yeah, ayun lang. Like, riding on the popularity for good reason because they're really, really, really great songs. Really, really great performers. That is Beanie wrapping up our list of the girl groups that we want to vibe check. Ta-da!
Aha!
So I hope you guys enjoy that episode. Do like and subscribe our YouTube channel. And you can also check us out in our Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And of course, we're also still on Facebook. Pwede rin kayo dun mag-hype. But yeah, mas active kami sa TikTok at Instagram. Doon na lang kayo mag-hype.
Ano daw yung TikTok natin? Sa mga
meron tayong iti-TikTok. Abangan nyo na lang.
Ano ba? Papatalo kami. Gagawin naman na lahat pero hindi kami sure kung maayos. So,
pati
yun lang yung konting.
Wow!
Lalo na yun, girl.
Spaghetti, pataas, pataas ng pataas. Ay, pababa pala. Pababa ng pababa.
Pababa tsaka pataas.
Okay.
Oo.
Ay, salamin, salamin.
Up and down yun, girl.
Yun na lang yung up and down. Anyway. Yeah, so I hope you guys like this episode and see you next time.
Tumayo para sumaya.
O sige na nga. 5, 6, 7, 8. Ano ba itong
dancing in time?
Oh, shucks. Ay, wait. Di ko pala memorize yung lyrics. Teka lang. Yeah, and that is the second debut of our girl group na hindi namin matandaan kung anong
cover,
pangalan
cover
namin.
Siya.
Cover pala. Cover song.
Uh-oh.
Cover.
Guys, abangan nyo na kami na sa ano kami, Duolingo. Ano yung show na yun?
Nang Duolingo? Di ba Dingo?
Kaya nga, Duolingo.